our Lord received his adorable name on the day of his circumcision, which is January 1st. But on that day, the focus is on his circumcision. So the church makes a separate feast to honor his holy name. And we see in the Mass that the church is trying to get us to have devotion to his holy name. There are two ways we need to practice this devotion. According to the church, we have to honor it, and we have to invoke it. We have to honor the holy name of Jesus because it is holy, and we have to invoke it because it is powerful. First of all, the holy name of Jesus is holy. It's holy in its origin, in the person who bears it, and in what it means. The author of this holy name of Jesus, of course, is God himself. Our Lord received his name not from his parents, as ordinary children do, but from his eternal Father. It says in Ecclesiasticus that the eternal wisdom, which is the second person of the Blessed Trinity, would cause him to inherit an everlasting name. But God didn't just choose the holy name of Jesus for the Word made flesh. He also prefigured it and foretold it in the Old Testament as one of the great facts that are connected with our redemption that were prophesied. And he ordained in his providence that there would be two people who would bear this name in the Old Testament, who would prefigure our Lord. The first of them was a person that we usually call Joshua, which is simply a Hebrew version of the name of Jesus. It really is the same name, who was a general and who led the chosen people into the promised land. And this is a perfect image of our Lord, who is our great leader and who leads us into the promised land, our land of promise, which is heaven. The other Jesus in the Old Testament was similar. He was also a leader who led the people back from the captivity of Babylon. And when the time came for our Lord to come into the world, he had this holy name revealed to Our Lady, not by a human being, but by an angel of the highest rank, by the angel Saint Gabriel, who told Our Lady that she was supposed to name her son Jesus. But the name of Jesus is also sanctified by the holiness of him who bears it. Because what really makes a name something special or venerable is the person that bears that name. This is why we honor the names of great men and certainly of great saints. This is why people name their children after people whom they honor very highly. But what human being bears even the slightest comparison to the greatness of our Lord himself? And that is why the holy name of Jesus is infinitely more holy and venerable than that of any other human being. The name of Jesus is also infinitely holy in its significance. He received his name from being our Savior. That is what the name of Jesus means. It means the Savior. He came into this world to die for us on the cross. St. Paul explains this by saying, he hath humbled himself, becoming obedient unto death, even to the death of the cross, for which also he hath exalted him and given him a name which is above all names. And our Lord paid a very high price to have this name. God also enjoys the name of being our Creator, but that only cost him one word to be our Creator. He said, "Let there be light," and light was made. And he created the whole universe with only one word and an act of his will. But the holy name of Jesus cost our Lord immense sacrifice and suffering. He had to become man and put himself on the finite level of his own creatures to be our Savior. Because if he had not become man, he could not have suffered and died for our sins. The holy name of Jesus contains in itself, in its meaning, a summary of all the mysteries of the life and passion and death of our Lord. It's almost like a tiny gospel right there in itself. In fact, St. Peter said about the holy name, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given to men whereby we must be saved." And this is quoted in the Mass today. So we have to honor this holy name of Jesus. We have to be careful not to say it thoughtlessly or rashly or take his name in vain. We have to have the greatest reverence for his name, for this holy name, the name of God. And we are guilty of sin if we use the name of Jesus or of God without proper reverence. But we should invoke the holy name of Jesus when we get up in the morning and when we say our morning prayers and before our meals also, before we go to bed at night, and in all of our most important actions. In fact, St. Paul says, "All whatsoever you do in word or in work, all these things do ye in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ." If the holy name of Jesus is so holy, that tells us it must also be very powerful too, because everything that is holy has great power with God. Of course, prayer is holy, for example, that is why it is so powerful with God, and the sacraments are holy. They have powerful effects on our souls. And God has even worked many miracles at the request of his Holy Mother or the saints, using just the sign of the cross or holy water. So what must be the power of the holy name of Jesus? To understand this better, we have to look at the effects that this name has produced in the past and still produces now. In the past, the holy name of Jesus worked the greatest of all miracles, which was the conversion of the world from paganism to Christianity. Countless people were converted at the preaching of the name of Jesus. And this is amazing when you consider what people converted from and what they converted to. They converted from paganism, from systems of complete intellectual and moral darkness, from great wickedness, at the preaching of the apostles. And the apostles had no money, no resources, they had no education and no earthly wisdom. They had no military power or any of the other tools of this world at their disposal. But at the bare preaching of the name of Jesus, the apostles eventually converted the whole world, not in their lifetime, but they founded the church, which would spread everywhere. The demons were driven off of their thrones, and the altars and the pagan idols that covered the whole world were completely destroyed. The people were converted to Christianity. It was the name of Jesus that took the evil principles of paganism from their hearts and replaced them with the truths of the faith. It was in the name of Jesus that these peoples built instead churches to offer Mass where they could adore God. And they were persuaded not only to abandon their evil vices, but to accept instead difficult virtues like humility and poverty and chastity, and to give up, as I said, the vices that they and their ancestors had practiced for countless generations since time immemorial. It was in the name of Jesus also that thousands and thousands of people who wanted to do more for God would renounce the world and everything in it, spend their lives in prayer and penance and mortification in the religious life. It was in the name of Jesus that thousands and thousands of people also would willingly and even joyfully accept martyrdom for the love of God. These are the powerful glorious effects that the name of Jesus has when it is invoked. And the name of Jesus still has the same power it has always had, of course. We can still invoke it in order to get all of the gifts from God and graces that we need according to our circumstances. The holy name of Jesus gives courage and confidence when we think about the judgments of God. If we are afraid of His justice, it reminds us of the love and mercy of our holy Savior. It makes us think of our Lord's great love for sinners and how much He sought after people in sin to convert them and to heal their souls. It still has the effect on us that Saint Gabriel said it would have when he told Our Lady to call our Lord by that name. He said, "Thou shalt call His name Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sins." And for people who call on this holy name, it gives them perseverance, especially in time of temptation. When we are tempted to sin, we should immediately say the holy name of Jesus and invoke Him, and we will immediately see the devil run away from us in fear. In fact, our Lord said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, if you ask the Father anything in My name, He will give it to you." So if we ask for God's protection in time of temptation through the holy name, we are certain to receive it. So we have to make it a habit to invoke the holy name of Jesus habitually, in time of temptation most of all, but also in any anxiety or affliction that we might have. Anytime we need help or encouragement, anytime we need some special grace, we should call on the name of Jesus and He will help us. Or if we fall into sin, we should call on His name and He will help us. If we fall into sin, we have to call on Him with love and contrition. And remember that He came to save sinners. And He will lead us back to His love. And bring us back to the sacraments and to true repentance, if we allow Him to. So let us invoke this holy name often, and only ever say it with love and reverence. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.